Saskia have a list to put one of the neighbors had a established credit with my father, and he would pay just when he got the money. He was a preacher, so he had a little more money coming in than some of us did. But this is some of the things that he charged at the store. Four spools of thread, which were 20 cents. Horseshoes and nails, 60 cents. Chewing gum, 5 cents. Coffee, a pound of coffee, was 30 cents. Three Jell-Os, 30 cents. And the charge for crushing, 3,410 pounds of corn, was $6.82. Canned tomatoes, a dime. Potatoes, a dime. Cream of wheat, 35 cents. Three plow points, $1.10. Use of the telephone, $2.53. Horseshoes and nails, 90 cents. Cash for mule shod, $1.20. So, the telephone was located in the store, and we didn't have one in the home, and it was, part of the time is in use, and part of the time it wasn't.
So how far away could you call?
We could call into what was Fayetteville. They'd be about 20 miles.
So it was a privilege to get to use the telephone.
Yes. Okay. And it was a privilege for me the first time I got to ride in a car.
Well, do you recall that experience?
It had like window shades on the windows that you could raise up and down.
Whose car was it?
It was this cousin of mine that always came and got my dad to take him places.
Okay. Were there many cars in the town?
Not many. Very few. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the prices of the stuff in your dad's store. Those were unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's something.
Okay, it's money.
Yeah, if we could go back.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What few cars they had back then was Model A's and Model T's. And, most of the problems you had with them was the tires, because the roads were not paved. The roads were kept up by the community. And a person would get out and work, give so many hours work a month. And if you couldn't work, you hired somebody to work in your place.
Mm-hmm.
So these cars had a lot of punctures, and the sharp rocks is what caused that. And most everyone that had one carried what was called a coal patch with them, where they could repair the tire just as soon as they had their flame.
Huh. That's neat.
Uh-huh. It was interesting. We were speaking a while ago about the school. It had one, most of the time, two teachers that were instructing. And I would say 60 to 80 students was probably the most that they had.
Was it common for most people to go all the way through school, or did a lot of students drop out? How did that work?
Well, there was a lot of dropouts. A lot of children had to drop out and have their parents gone.
Right.
And they would get so far behind that they would just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so it was important at the time to help the family, because
yes,
they were suffering.
Uh-huh. It was very important to have that. Right.
Were there any kind of mayors in this town, or were there city people that were in charge of stuff, or was it mostly just volunteer work from the family?
It was mostly volunteer, and most of every little town has what they call a hospital. And if anybody had problems, they went to him. Then if there were problems he couldn't solve, he went in to the sheriff's department and the nearest large town. See, this we're talking about where we live was always just small communities.
Mm-hmm. Was there much crime around?
No, not near like what we know now. Back then, people would be traveling and not have a place to stay. They would stop anywhere out in the country, and people would take them in and feed them, let them spend the night, and send them on their way the next morning. But now, one time, my daddy did that, and he had given my mother a gold watch, a gold Elgin watch, and he had a few gold pieces that was put up. And this man came through traveling on his horse and stopped and asked if he could spend the night. My dad told him yes. And the next morning, after he left, they discovered Mother's watch was gone. And the gold pieces were gone. And they found her watch at another town nearby where he had taken it in and pawned it. But he kept the gold pieces. Therefore, she got her watch back, which is the watch that your mother has now. That was her.
I know what you're talking about now.
Her grandmother's watch.
That's something. You don't know why somebody would want to come through and steal something that's not theirs.
No, when you gave them, see, when my parents got up the next morning to go to the barn to milk the cows, feed the chickens and the pigs, all the livestock. Well, he made a quick survey of the house and picked those items up.
After what all your parents had done for him.
Uh-huh. Giving him food and a place to stay. But that didn't happen very often.
Most people were trustworthy.
Yeah.
And you could, Are there any other kind of stories you can remember that just pop out in your mind, or anything else you'd like to discuss right now?
Well, I can tell you about, I guess I was more or less at the tomboy because I always tagged along after my dad. He liked to fish and hunt, and he would make wire baskets and put in the river to catch fish. And I'd always go with him, get in the boat and help him, and he would raise the baskets and take the fish out, he'd pile and put more feed in the baskets and lower them down to raise again in a few days. And that kept us always with plenty of fish to eat. And when we'd go, he'd like to go squirrel hunting, and we would go into the woods, and if he decided to cross the creek, I was very small at that time, across the river, he'd wade across, and I would sit up on his shoulders and hold the gun above his head so we wouldn't get it wet. To get to the other side to hunt.
So your dad liked the outdoors?
Yes, he liked to be outdoors.
Did y'all ever have much luck hunting?
Yes, he always had good luck hunting and fishing boat.
And you said your dad had a boat?
Yeah, he always kept a boat. Jamie living on the river, a lot of times it would flood. And as I said, we lived in an old house, and it wasn't underpinned. and the water would come up from the river and sometimes get under the house, and we'd have to move out and go to someone else's, even my grandmother's house or my cousin's, that we have higher up.
Hmm.
And it kind of gives you an eerie feeling when he'd bring that boat to the porch and you have to step into it from there to carry whatever you had with you, so if it got up in the house,
it wouldn't ruin it.
It wouldn't ruin it.
Golly.
Now, back then, they did have, we have so many golf courses now. They had a golf course in Fayetteville that several men got together and built, and that was a lot of them's only hobby, was to go play golf.
Did your dad play golf?
No, my dad didn't play golf. His hobby was hunting and fishing.
Was it expensive to play golf? Today it's kind of cost a lot.
No, because they kept their own grounds, so. Well,
they were the groundsmen. Did the women ever get together and sew and quilt
yes.
and call?
The women got together and had what they called quilting bees. They would put up a quilt and have enough women come in that they would finish it in one day. Now,
that's amazing.
Yes, but you look at the quilt afterwards, and they do little bitty short stitches in one place, and long stitches in another place. Because a lot of women weren't good quilters.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were using them to keep your body warm in the winter, it didn't matter. Just as long as there was, you put 3 and 4 quilts on the bed to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
The only heat you had was from the fireplace, and it would die down at night, and you'd have to get up the next morning and build a fire again, which my dad would always get up and build a fire before he ever called any of the rest of the family to arise.
Do you think that women were considered equals to men? Or what, or out in public, was the women to remain quiet? How do you feel about that?
Well, in the area we were in, when there was anything like a revival or an all-day dinner or something going on at the school or church, most of them were so happy to see other women and the men to see other men that they kind of segregated to catch up on all the gossip.
I see. So the women sat together and the men sat together.
And the men sat together.
Uh-huh.
Because they would, the women be discussing their latest quilting pattern or sewing. Because most everyone made all of their own clothes. And the latest recipes, another way to cook a cake or a roast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the men were discussing farming. So that pretty well kept them busy.
Granny, you said that you ate a lot of vegetable soup. Did you have a story about potatoes?
Yes. Let me tell you about one of the neighbors. He had 3 large, what we call crocus sacks, full of ashed potatoes, and he thought, well, he could take them to Federal and sell them and give him some extra money if they had plenty left to use at home. So he went into the Myers grocery store there in Bethel and told him, says, I've got some potatoes I want to sell you. Mr. Myers told him, he said, I just can't buy them, since he had all the potatoes that he could sell. Everybody must have made a lot of potatoes that year. So our neighbor says, well, can I just leave them with you to see if you can sell them? And Mr. Myers said, well, I'd just rather you wouldn't leave them. So he didn't want to come out and tell him no, but he was just telling him, take your potatoes on home with you.
So he left them at the store?
I don't know if he left them or not, but he was wanting to leave them, and the owner of the grocery store was telling him to take them on with him.
Take them home.